Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Radio Avenger gets even better.
Live, uncensored,
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are on fire in the second hour, as you can hear, Scott. Well, that first call was very interesting. I'm not sure I know what he was getting at, but, you know, he at least gave you a pretty good idea of that he is listening to us, and he's beginning to probably grasp the whole point of what Americanism is all about, what it is to be an American as opposed to a citizen of the world. The ADL types and others would like to abolish all boundaries, all, you know, borders of the United States, and have America be a footstool for all of the world's problems, all of the world's refugees and so forth, except when it comes to that particular country in the Middle East. That is sacrosanct. They claim that only the state of Israel should be able to define its borders, no from the outside, no UN observers, no one to come in and defend the, for instance, the rights of the Palestinians on their own land that has been stolen from them and occupied by the Zionists. So that tells you where the ADL is coming from, and you know exactly the kind of hatred that they exhibit toward the Palestinians. And yet, people are not, you know, most Americans have never seen this, never heard of this, thanks to the ADL-influenced media.
Right. And you know, people don't understand the level of debauchery that is being perpetrated on the world by the leaders in Israel. And I have to keep saying the leaders are doing this, and the rest of the sheeple are just, like, following along, you know. Well, they're the ones that are making sure our pockets are full of money, so we'll do anything for them. And, you know, we like this idea of being the supreme God-chosen race, and, you know, we're destined to rule the world, and that's just what Satan has in store for us, you know.
Absolutely. Just look at what the ADL has to say about this tragedy that has unfolded in Virginia. They entitled their article, "White Supremacists Blame Immigration Asians for Virginia Tech Tragedy." And they say, listen very carefully now, they say, in the wake of the tragic shooting rampage at Virginia Tech, extremists and white supremacists and conspiracy-oriented internet forums and websites have focused on the ethnicity of the killer in an attempt to blame Asians, immigrants, and other minorities for the deaths and to spread a message of hate, according to the ADL. They claim that extremists are using the Virginia Tech shootings to spread a message of hate against immigrants, particularly Asians, said Abe Foxman. They are using the shooter's Asian ethnicity as an excuse to pile on hate against Asians, blacks, Jews, and immigrants. It is yet another example of how the neo-Nazis and haters are seeking to create an atmosphere of divisiveness, blah, blah, blah. What the key of that? We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with more Rick Adams, Scott Smith tonight, my co-host, in just 3 minutes.
Well, That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, its healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans. They're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yep, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. Less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-2-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer, 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. Now, thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
Wayne, everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Well, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 860-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credits. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $7,500, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-533.
All right, we're back. We're back. We're going to go back to the phones. My co-host, Scott Smith, you heard what I just said, Scott. You know, in addition to what I just said, get this. Abe Foxman says some white supremacist groups have posted virulently anti-immigrant, racist, and anti-Semitic videos on YouTube, the popular mainstream video sharing site, with deceptive titles such as, quote, Virginia Tech shooting update, unquote, that make them appear as if they were legitimate news clips dealing with the aftermath of the shooting. And they say, anti-Asian rhetoric can be found, anti-diversity rhetoric. Gee, how diverse is the ADL, by the way, and how diverse is the AIPAC group, and how diverse is Israel's population, I wonder?
Well, how diverse is the State Department in charge of Middle East affairs, you know?
Oh, yes, I forgot that. And how diverse is this this next question about anti-Semitic rhetoric, which includes Arabs, as you know, Arabs are Semites. And then we've got the question of Holocaust-denying rhetoric on these sites. Now, what is it all leading up to? It's all leading up to the question as defined by the hateful ADL. So the right. ADL is basically saying they need to write a law, if you read the rest of the website. And this law is in Congress now, this bill, in the House and in the Senate Judiciary Committee. And this committee is chaired by their lackeys, such as Ted Kennedy, and people like Arlen Specter, the former chair of the committee. So what they're saying is, the American people must be bamboozled and brainwashed and beat over the head with this idea that hate speech is the number one issue in America today that needs to be addressed because it's leading to incidents of violence and anti-Semitic activities.
Here we go again with those Alabama church riots.
Yes.
I just can't get this out of my head.
And rightfully so.
The quote by Feynman is that these were not acts of hate, pranks. Okay, so three Jewish boys, three rich Jewish boys can burn down Southern Baptist churches, and it's a prank.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody speaks about anything that the ADL doesn't happen to like, then, you know, you're a hater and you go to jail. But these guys burned down 10 churches for a prank.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the hypocrisy that I looked about 2,000 years ago and practiced by one of these high-level globalist Jews.
Okay, let's go right back to the phones. Here's someone who's never called a talk show before. Doug in Texas. Hello. Hello,
yeah.
Doug.
Yeah, hi, Rick.
First-time caller. Hello.
First-time caller. And
second-time listener. Yes.
You had one excellent guest tonight. I'd like to hear that man talk a little bit more on your show.
Okay.
See, he enhances it. He makes it a little bit
better. You're right.
Well, thank you, Doug. I love you. I love you too. I do. We you know, just I know you got your provisions ready, and I know you're a patriot, and I know you're a man, and it's guys like you to give faith to do the things that I do, and I love hearing you, man.
Mm-hmm.
At 45, as opposed to your life philosophy, needle, pencil, gun, or whatever.
What's that? The XBR 60?
Come on.
It shoots 45 out of it, in addition to the 460 round, the Hornady 460 round that comes out of the barrel at like 2,300 feet per second.
It can get the job done.
Okay.
It's a nice.
We're well equipped. We know that. We are well equipped, and nobody's going to. Our mindset is that nobody's going to come around here and do anything. We don't want to be done without our permission, right?
Amen, brother. Do you want to hear something from Noah Webster, Doug?
Yeah.
Noah Webster said this: before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops that can be, on any pretense, raised in the United States. So I hope all these criminals out there who think they're going to run the United States and the people in it into the ground understand that, because if you're driving around with a government plate on, when this stuff goes down, you are in serious doo-doo, as Traficant once said.
Right.
And we know he's serious doo-doo in jail.
Yeah, but the guys who put him there are in more trouble than he is.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they have yet to experience their fate, but it will come. And Chertoff, by the way, is one of the key people involved.
Of course, he's a criminal, he's a traitor, and the rope should be for him. Damn that guy.
Absolutely, okay.
Who put him there?
Hey, Doug, any more comments for us before we move along? We have a lot of calls.
I haven't said anything yet.
Well, hurry up.
Okay,
we haven't got all night. The hate crimes are going to be enacted. You better say it before they're enacted.
Well,
come on.
I don't want to say anything that's anti-Semitic or... you know, that would be truthful, so I can't say that. I mean, well, you know, get me confused here. The Semites are my friends that run my little grocery stores that I go to every day. They get it. They get it. And I give them my little DVDs and this and that and the other, and they know what's going on, and I know what's going on, and you know what's going on, so why are we wasting our time talking about it?
All I know is that you are now considered officially a terrorist next door, the ADL.
Well, in the state, I wouldn't want to be anything less than that.
All right.
Join the club, brother.
Amen.
Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
I have 13 guns. Come get them. Get them all. You know, barrel first.
That's all right, Doug. Good luck.
All right. Amen. All right. That Alamo spirit, huh, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Doug, for your call. And I like that accent, by the way. All right. We've got Keith Coleman, Rhode Island now. Hello, Keith. That's you.
Yes, good. Good
Mr.
evening.
Keith.
Yeah, so a long time no speak. I'd just like to point out to everyone that it was on this date in 1889 that one of the greatest men who ever lived was born in a small town in northern Austria. And if this man and his philosophy were allowed to have been implemented, then it would have been a much saner, cleaner, and more civilized place than it is today.
And you are talking about Adolf.
I'm talking about Uncle Adolf, yes.
Oh.
Uncle Adolf.
I don't know about that, but, you know, I mean, you must have some sympathy for these poor ADL type that would have been exterminated by him.
What a terrible thought. Unfortunately, the wrong side won the Second World War. The international capitalists, the Bolsheviks, the liberals, the Marxists,
the
degenerates. And the side that should have won, the one that was upholding Western civilization and Western values, was annihilated. And as a result, we're living the poisoned fruits of that defeat now.
That's right. Yep. Because the World War II was fought to save, not to defeat anything, but to save communism. People have to understand that World War II was fought to save Russia. That's why we fought World War II.
Oh, Scott, you're so right, because nobody seems the establishment historians don't tell us this, but
they're all Jews.
Of course. The SS is a huge Russian nationalist army to fight against Stalin in World War II. And after the war, Churchill turned all those heroes over to Stalin, and he had them all executed.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that was the beginning of Stalin's murderous campaign for the next 20 years.
And yet they say that Europe was liberated after World War II.
Well, I guess the South was liberated from the blacks and the Indians.
Yes, General Sherman did a great job liberating Atlanta.
There you go. Now you get the picture.
Yeah. A previous caller, a Mexican, I think he called himself.
Monty.
Yes, Monty the Mexican. Have another Dos Equis, Monty. I just want to point out that Mexicans are not the problem. Okay, mestizos are the problem, and mestizos are a mongrelized group of people who are mostly Spanish-speaking.
Mojados, yeah.
Yeah, they're Spanish-speaking New World Indians, but they're mixed in with Negroid, Spanish, and Portuguese elements. But basically, they are they're Spanish-speaking New World Indians, and so you know, a Mexican can be white, can be a Negro, can be Indian, can be a mestizo. But we have a mestizo problem in this country. That's the problem, not a Mexican problem, a mestizo problem.
I must say, that's a very good point, actually.
Okay. One or two other good points, if I may?
You may.
Thank you for indulging me. As far as this hate law is concerned...
Yes, this hate bill. The hate bill, yes.
The hate bill.
It ain't law yet.
Not yet. Okay, but England, a couple of years ago, they passed a really idiotic law, banned the ancient aristocratic sport of fox hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It was such an absurd, idiotic law that now there are more fox hunt. There's more fox hunting in England now than there ever was. You know, not in the days of the Norman barons who ruled England. So, stupid laws. We don't have to be afraid of stupid laws.
Well, when you ban something, that's what happens.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even if this hate speech bill gets passed, it could never stand any constitutional test.
All right. One more point you want to hang on for?
If I may.
Very quickly, and then we'll take more calls when we return. Scott Smith and Rick Adams, the dynamic duo tonight, my co-host and co-guest, we'll return in just 3 minutes more. 800-313-9443 is the number here at Republic.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where's some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.com. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 86-222-307 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister the law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the validity of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the best natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for entrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The first step in winning the war... spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back now, and we still have Keith on from Rhode Island. Keith, did you have a final point before we move along?
Yes, yes, thanks for holding me over. Just one last. The way that the public had reacting to this Virginia Tech massacre, I find it to be a disgrace.
How has the public been reacting, by the way? Who gauges that? I mean,
yes, a good question. It's a good question, actually.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I'm thinking of the way Tel Aviv Vision, Talmud Vision have covered this event. Okay.
I like that, Keith.
Yes.
What it is.
Yes.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Keith? I missed that.
I described Tel Aviv Vision, Talmud Vision.
Oh, Tel Aviv Vision.
Yeah. And where they've been covering it.
Okay.
They've been portraying the survivors and the family as a bunch of just blubbering it. And I'm just saying, this is the country that won two world wars, built a transcontinental. Now we've been reduced, according to one of the media, we're a bunch of effeminate crybabies.
Yep.
Something like this would never have happened. An event like this would never have happened 80 years ago, because anyone who tried to pull a stunt like this would have known the consequences.
Well, you've seen the reaction against the media, the backlash, haven't you?
I'm afraid I haven't, no.
Well, there has been a tremendous backlash against the media. And I'm surprised that even watching the National Baloney Company, ND News, the other night, the way they had to had to admit, yeah, we're not welcome on this campus anymore, not only because of the video we put on, but because they consider us to be part of the problem. And sure enough, hey, I agree with the people on campus, I agree with the people there, and I agree with the American public, who is truly, based on all... the information we've seen in some of the polls, are very upset with the media coverage of this and how it has become a circus once again.
Exactly. Right. The same with the Scott. Do you want to say something?
Well, to me, the whole thing is a Manchurian candidate type thing. Mm. And whenever I see something like this, all I think of is Houdini doing a magic trick and pulling something like this to take our mind off an invasion in Iran or something. You know, as soon as I heard this and everything was being just here, I says, we're probably sending troops into Iran right now.
Well, we are. I mean, we do have that infiltration and invasion.
That's an excellent, because it is a known fact that the press won't discuss, but there are American troops stationed in Israel. They're helping the Israeli Air Force with their anti-aircraft batteries. So there are military U.S. military advisors in Israel right now, and they're preparing for the inevitable attack on
Absolutely.
Iran.
Absolutely. No doubt about that.
And we've been building up our naval forces in that area for quite some time in order to accomplish this. So as soon as, you know, that's what they do. They make the American public eye off the ball. And you cannot hit a home run if you take your eye off the ball. I'm sorry.
And just the way they pray the survivors and the families, I mean, it's just so they portray us as a bunch of pathetic wimps. I hope that's not what I've become.
No. Not everybody.
Well,
no.
Thank you for that
thank
final thought,
thank
Keith.
You.
Good
thank
point.
You, Keith. It's
very
been a long
true.
Time.
Amen. Hey, how about Joe in Texas? Oh, Joe, you're on with Scott Rick.
How you doing, Rick?
Very well, Joe. Thank
hey,
you.
Scott, it's a pleasure to meet you, man.
Joe, and, thank you, brother.
Hey, God bless
I'm,
you, brother.
I'm a Texan, you know, born in Corpus Christi.
Hey, guess what, man? That's where I live, too, man.
All right.
But, Scott, what I want to say is, man, you know, it's like I've got to leave. I'm leaving about midnight tonight, and thank God I get to listen to Rick because finance is the only time I can help the border 100 miles to go past Texas, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I go down there and help a few guys, and you know, I just want to like get
Joe.
Back to one of the callers, Monty,
mm-hmm.
who is Hispanic. See, and I'm even nice enough to say Hispanic, you know. But I want to say what I think. You know, I heard your comments with Monty, and I hope he's still listening. But the thing is, like, it's not against the Mexicans. It's mm-hmm. not about that. It's about the other people who come through Mexico who are tied in with Mexicans because they're Brazilians, they're
yep.
Nicaraguans, they're
that's
Hondurans,
right.
they're Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And,
lots of Chinese.
Yeah, and, you know, Scott,
it's the OTMs, not the TMs, other than Mexicans, yes.
Yeah, exactly, Rick. And it's like, you know, if you look at all the people who died, man, Virginia, I mean, if you look into their ethnicity, their ethnic backgrounds, I mean, you know, you got Korean, you got, you know, you got Italian Americans, you have Irish Americans, you have German Americans, and
the first guy he shot was a black guy.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like when you want to start with this speech thing and separate us. And everybody else, man, the blacks, the Hispanics, the AC, I mean, the LULAC Commission, and all of these people, man, want to create this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I don't know what your ethnic background is, Scott, but
I'm a Scotsman.
I mean, you're a Scotsman. Well, I'm an Irishman. I'm Irish and French. But the thing is that, Scott, you know, I mean, if we're going to start these kind of things, man, I know that we're, I mean, God, you know, like I said the other night to Rick, I mean, they're going to want to shut him up. They're
oh,
gonna
right
wanna,
away.
They're going to want to shut people up there telling the truth, you know?
Ain't going
to
happen.
But listen, I'm going to listen.
Ain't going to happen. All right, Joe,
hey,
thank you.
Rick.
Thanks for
God
checking
you,
in. She with the border, too. All right. Half hour left of the program, and we'll get to your calls. Just ahead, Scott Smith, Rick Adams tonight. The dynamic duo, Socrates and Paul Revere, will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Casting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic arugula beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy, not a lot of caffeine. And since you're a coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
Great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free. 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Have a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer at 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Steven Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and a year's of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short. With no future, many retailers have real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about pollutants in our body and want them out. For 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matten, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the disease that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk uphill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find that it'll work more than just on heart problems, circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 877-928-822 or visit our Cartivite lab at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcast Network.
Hey. All right, we're back. We're back, Scott and Rick, dynamic duo here tonight. Good hearing from Joe in Texas and his great efforts at the border. Isn't that
yep.
wonderful?
God bless him and his compatriots down there, helping keep our country safe and from illegal immigration.
Now, before we take the next call, just a word, once again, going right to the horse's mouth, or another part of the horse, the ADL, all Americans have a stake, effective response to virulent, violent bigotry. Hate crimes demand a priority response because of their special emotional and psychological impact on the victim and the victim community. The damage done by hate crimes cannot be measured solely in terms of physical or dollars and cents. Hate crimes may effectively intimidate other members of the victim's community, leaving them feeling isolated, vulnerable, and unprotected by the law. Oh, you mean like the Palestinians?
he means like the Christians, Rick.
By making members of minority communities fearful, angry, and suspicious of other groups and the power structure that is supposed to protect them, these incidents can damage the fabric of society and fragment communities. ADL has long been in the forefront of national and state efforts to, you guessed it, deter and counteract hate-motivated criminal activity. Crime statutes are necessary because the failure to recognize and effectively address this unique type of crime could cause an isolated incident to explode into widespread community tension. So here you go, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who say Ted Pike's just exaggerating or making up all of this stuff, The hate crimes, hate speech bills in the House and Senate right now that will be debated, and if the ADL has its way, rushed through these legislatures and go to George Bush's desk, this bill will do exactly what the ADL wants, and that is criminalize Christianity, the preaching and teaching from the Bible. It will make you and me hate criminals. Now is the time to get on the phones and dial those congressmen and senators right down the line, and don't waste a day of the weekend. All of next week, we intend to flood the Congress with phone calls, telegrams, faxes, emails, but particularly calls, personal calls to them. That is most important. I just thought I'd mention that again, Scott, before we go right to the phones.
Can I summarize the ADL?
Sure.
They make victims, their victims, they make them the victimizers. The ADL's victims mm-hmm. are presented as victimizers, right? Christians mm-hmm. are not victims of the ADL. We really are, but they turn Christians into the victimizers mm-hmm. when they are actually the victims of the ADL.
There you go. But it's all out in the open now. We can see behind it and what's behind it. And when they attack Imus and call him a bigot, which you know is the furthest thing in the world from reality, you know they're desperate. You know they want power. They want control. And Imus knows it now. He knows what he knew all along, who his greatest enemies were. Now he's had to find out the hard way. All right, let's go on now to Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. You're next on the program.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Scott. This, the last few minutes is kind of like old home week, being as I'm calling from Corpus Christi, so everything seems to go right down to Corpus Christi in 20 minutes
the body,
or so.
The body of Christ.
Yeah, but maybe there's some significance to that.
You never know.
I'd like to congratulate Scott on his stand, because that's the exact same statement I made in an argument with my twin brother about a year and a half ago, when I was telling him what's going to happen when the government comes after the guns. And he said, well, what? And he worked his whole life for government, by the way.
Right.
I worked in private industry. But anyhow, he said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, well, if I'm real lucky, I'll get two or three of them before they get me. That's
exactly.
My opinion.
That's
if
my
I'm
opinion
lucky.
Also.
If I can get one, I'll be happy. But if I can get two or three, good.
Right.
Because that's the only thing that will keep these people from doing that, is if enough people say, hey, I'm not going quietly into the darkness. If
nope.
you're going to take me, it's going to take an effort. So
that's right.
I'd like to
that's
congratulate
right.
Scott on his stand, so
mm-hmm.
to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if they want another Waco, they can have it right here. They can have it with Mr. Ed Brown. But they don't really want it. And if they keep pushing, they're going to get what they deserve.
Right, and Waco, by the way, is a classic example of the people that tell you, well, the government would never do that to you.
Yeah,
how
right.
many of these people don't remember that immediately after they burned up and slaughtered 80-something people, including mm-hmm. about 20-something children, the BATF ran their flag up the flagpole celebrating
mm-hmm.
their victory?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? I've never known anybody in my life as hearted that after you burned up 20-something small children, that you'd run your flag up the flagpole like you accomplished. It was a great feat on your part.
Jim.
And remember, it was the ADL that actually attacked Koresh and the people who were inside that compound.
Right. Right.
Jim, it was a satanic enterprise from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes a sane person to think, what kind of government would do that to its own people? But it didn't bother them at all. They were happy.
Satanic,
they were high-fiving. They were high-fiving
government.
Each other out there as they ran the flag. What a wonderful victory. We just burned up 20-something children, not to mention the adults, or 60 or something of them, whatever it was. I mean, it's just enough to make a sane person sick. But people said, well, my government would never do that to me. Oh, yeah, they would, and they will.
And they
in
did
a
it.
Heartbeat.
They did it right on national television.
Absolutely.
And the American people were told to cheer it on by the media, by the Ted Koppels, but like that.
And to show the sheer arrogance of these people and the news media, when a couple of years ago, whatever it was, that the Israelis sent this helicopter gunship out and fired a rocket at a blind quadriplegic sheikh
yes.
being pushed
yes.
out of a mosque
yes.
in his wheelchair, and they said, what a wonderful thing the Israelis done. See how they take care of their enemies? Now, here's a guy that's a quadriplegic. The only thing he can do is talk.
Well,
how is he
Jim,
a big enemy of Israel?
Yeah, but he was a spiritual advisor to those who were seeking liberation.
What a horrible thing. He talked
yes.
to people, you know. Mm-hmm. Thing is, anybody that talks against them is their bitter
well,
enemy.
Well, remember now, you bring up a good point. This is interesting. He's talking about a man in a wheelchair who was, you know, obviously, you know, in very bad shape. He was dying to begin with. He wasn't very, put it that way. And they, from the sky, in typically cowardly fashion, you know, destroyed him with missile attacks, blew him into bits and pieces. Here's a guy who was a, quote, hater. According to the Israeli government, he was inspiring victims' Israeli aggression to hate the occupation. That's what the ADL says. They say the same thing about those who hate groups, countries, nations, and so forth. Isn't that interesting? It's the same kind of hate.
What's interesting to me is this relatively philosophy in the last 7 or 8 years of preemptive strike. And the Israelis, the satanic operations that they perform, they've always been doing provocateurs. I mean, the Mossad says war by deception, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is that the way these operate, it's just terrible. It's satanic the way they operate. And what they do is a crime, and this preemptive strike stuff
is like standing there with somebody and just cracking him in the jaw or punching him and breaking his nose and said, oh, I thought I was you were going to hit me, so I preemptive struck
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what stupidity is that? That we, and that's why I say we're Talmudized. By these Israeli Jews that give us preemptive strike nonsense crap that is just so beyond the pale of reasonable, you know, activity and behavior, that you just put it on the micro level and say, I'm going to preemptive strike you in the face because I don't like the way you looked at me. That's absolute nonsense, and that's what they did to that sheikh.
And one more point. I know you fellows are probably both aware of this, but about a year or so ago, the Israeli government announced that they had assumed the right to assassinate mm-hmm. anybody in opposition to them in any country in the world that they see fit, which includes
including
the United
America.
States.
Including,
yes, including
right.
the United States. And there was not one peep out of our government saying, wait a minute, you can't come here and kill arsons just because you think you have the right to. There was
That's
not
right.
one peep out of the government.
Well,
nothing.
There was, actually, because they asked for permission, and the Bush administration says, go ahead.
Exactly. Well, yeah, of course, but, I mean, there was
huh?
nothing in the news media saying
well,
government
not. I mean,
supports that wholeheartedly.
We don't read the papers to find out what's going on. It's not going on, but that's exactly what the Bush administration said. Yes, we have no problem with that.
Can you imagine the chutzpah to say that we have a right to anybody in the world, in any country we want,
yes.
and we dare you to do anything about it? And that's what they do.
That's right, because they're God's chosen people, and they are better than us, and they know better than us, and they, you know, that's just the way they are. They're their supremacist ideology, and, you know, the idea that, you know, a Jewish fingernail is worth more than 1,000 Arab lives, you know.
Actually, the saying was a million Arabs isn't worth a Jewish fingernail. A million,
like
not
that.
A thousand. But anyhow, you know, I hate to say this, it's not too nice, Scott, but I kind of hope they come for you first, because that way I might have a little warning to get ready.
Oh, my. The
worst thing to be is the first one they come for, no warning.
Well,
once I hear that they're anybody else, then I can kind of get prepared. So,
Jim, I went through 4 years of the Coast Guard from 17 to 22, and all they taught me was semper paratus, always prepared. So my house ready, and you know something, and for all of the RBN listeners out there, start thinking about what you are going to do when they shut the electricity off. That's what you need to start preparing
mm-hmm.
for.
That's right.
And hope
start
you're thinking not the first one
people-
to come for. They'll come for Rick, and we'll have a little warning if they get him, so you never know.
Well, I think they'll let me at least broadcast it.
Well, maybe you can get a slight warning out, hopefully, anyway.
Well, you know what they say, prepare, what? What do they say? Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Yep,
amen.
That's my opinion. Well, thanks for letting
you.
Me see you guys.
Thank you.
God
all right, it sounds
you,
rather bleak, Scott, but, you know, after saying all of this, I don't want people to be discouraged. In fact, I want them to be encouraged more than ever before. Because, look, the victory has already been won by the
That's
one
right.
on the cross, and there's That's nothing to fear but Roosevelt himself. There's nothing to fear but the fear peddlers themselves, okay? Make that perfectly plain. In Christ, you don't need any physical protection. You have an umbrella of protection around you. If indeed you are doing his work and you are necessary right now, as I feel that I have been chosen to be here for a reason, then there's nothing, no power on this earth that is going to silence me or anyone until that time comes when I am longer of service. It's
right.
that simple.
And a lot of people like you, Rick, become more of a problem for these satanic, devilish individuals when you die.
Oh, absolutely. They'll martyr me, but they'll be sorry they did. All
like
right.
Montezuma's revenge there
Amen.
Or something, you know?
Amen. How about Wesley? He's been waiting a long time. Wesley in
All
Idaho.
Right.
Hi, Wesley. Hello, Wesley. You're on the program.
Wake up here. Hello, Rick. First time caller.
Hey, good to hear your voice.
I'm just going to ring my bell here. you got to get yourself a whistle or something. Anyway, I want to help a caller you had from last night. He was kind of on the fence on this issue, probably looking for some information on the subject. In the words of David Irving, it's time to sink the battleship Auschwitz. In the words of Edgar J. Steele, it's time to drag this thing out into the light of day. He should Google the word holo-hoax instead of Holocaust. You'll find a whole lot more sites if he does that. This 911 truth movement is being vilified and undermined with these accusations, and these 911 truth people need to learn the truth about this subject and to stand up about it. Now, were there any autopsies performed at the concentration camps on the corpses after World War II? Well, yes, there was. The highly acclaimed old pathologist, Dr. Charles Larson, was assigned to task autopsies corpses at the concentration camps by the Judge Advocate General's office. And after overseeing 1,000 autopsies in Germany on these camps in Germany, he wasn't allowed to go into Poland, of course, because USSR would not allow the Allies in there. But he stated, not one case of death by poisonous gas.
That's right. Not one cyanide death. Yep.
And then along with him, a Dr. John E. Gordon, M.D., Ph.D., Harvard professor, also part of the autopsy team, stated that most deaths in the concentration camps were caused not by starvation or maltreatment, by typhus. And then Dr. David Barton went in with the U.S. forces, and he volunteered to help the disease survivors. And he testified in under oath in Toronto courtroom 1985 that thousands of prisoners who died in Bergen-Belsen concentration camp during World War II were not deliberately starved to death, but died by a rush of diseases. And then
indeed, what you say has been has definitely been corroborated by others.
Right, and it wasn't just Jews. It was gypsies and Catholics and all kinds of...
And Germans.
Yep.
Anybody that the Nazis found undesirable, but the
exactly.
Jews, the Jews, very important to you listeners out there, had declared war upon Germany in 1933 in a London newspaper publicly. So from that point on, they had to be considered enemies of
World
state.
Yes, Zionist organization, World Zionist. Yes, that's true.
I mean,
they fired the first shot, yes.
All right, if you want to hang on for a moment, we'll be able to bring you back.
I got more, lots more.
Well, we don't have too much time.
Okay,
we have you and another caller, but just enough. We'll give you. All right, stay tuned. Very interesting call. Scott Smith, Rick Adams. We'll be back to round out the program tonight in just 3 minutes more. Stay with me.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific and healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been pouring ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that toll-free 866-222-0017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.freenow.org. That's 708-684271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alter and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, before I forget, Bob Chapman of the International Forecast, who was supposed to be with us last Tuesday night, is coming back. He's Monday night for sure. Monday night at 9 o'clock Central, first up on the program will be Bob Chapman. He has a lot to say about these and many objects. Okay, caller, we don't have too much time, but go ahead. Make your final point.
Major Miller of the Allied Military Police headquarters in Vienna signed a memo order number 31/48 on October 1st, 1948, declaring that since the Allied Commissions of Inquiry had established that no one in the 12 German camps killed by poisonous gas, that any former inmate maintaining otherwise was to be arrested and charged with perjury. Judea Declares War on Germany is an excellent piece of film. It is available for free on the Internet.
The Judaica War, right, Judaica.
With Professor Tobin.
Yes, Abin, yes.
Yes.
I met him, actually.
It's for free on the Internet.
Mm-hmm. They've declared the same war on the United States as we speak.
The Idaho Observer ran my stories last month, and they are running a story this month, which is just in the mail today, and they might want to look at Rules of Evidence by yours truly. And the caller that said that we need to look to Hitler, I realized that Hitler was a Jew as well. I sympathize very deeply with the German people. I understand they were valid to go against USSR and Communism, but Hitler was a Jew.
He was part of the program.
Jim Condon at realnews247.com has an excellent video on that subject. Do you know that? Or?
I'm well aware of that, the fact that Hitler was put in power by international Judaism.
Yes, and I'm not sure what it is.
And financed by him, too.
Right. No, that's a fact that's been established quite well. Although you'll never hear that in the New York Times or read it in any of the press.
Well, the German people rallied behind him because he wanted, as a final solution, to get the Jews out of Germany,
He wanted Israel and Palestine. He actually worked for it. He was a Zionist. Yes.
Actually, that is the truth.
Yes. I got to run, though. Wesley, thank you for calling. Call again, please. But
we're
almost out of time. We've got a quick call from Mark in Wisconsin. Hello, Mark. Hey, Mark.
How you guys doing?
Good. Not much
good,
time,
Mark.
Brother Mark. How are you?
Good. I was just calling to say I'm going to that trucker strike.
Amen. Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up.
And I'm calling as many people as I can, too. And I'm going not because of the Mexicans. I'm going to the trucker strike because of the traitors in our government.
That's right.
That's why I'm going. The Mexicans are not the problem. They are the symptom, and something must be done about them. But you can't blame them. The problem is with our government.
And in the criminals.
Also, I spent 2.5 hours on the phone calling 100 senators yesterday.
Good for you.
Not because I hate homosexuals. I called to save free speech for my children.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Most stuff that people are talking about, they're talking about the pawns of international guys and internationalists, they want us to fight with these people, and they're the problem. They're going to
exactly.
sit back and laugh.
Let's stop the hate bill. Let's get out there with truckers in every state capital in Washington Monday through Wednesday. Next week, go to RBN's live site now, RBN, RepublicBroadcastNetwork.org. Mark, thank you for that encouragement. Keep up the good work.
Sure.
Amen. And Scott Smith, Brother Scott, you are absolutely at the top of my list. Thanks.
Thank you, Rick. You are the best on the radio.
Well,
thank
I won't
you,
go
Rick.
That far, but thank you for your compliments and your great program with me tonight. We'll do it again. And
God
good night,
you.
Scott.
Thanks,
to you soon.
RBN.
Amen. Thank you all. Thanks, RBN. Everyone, Lord willing, back again Monday night, 9 o'clock with Bob Chapman. Rick Adams, so long.
It's true.